We'll talk with Ryland in between two selections that he is going to share. He's from Upper St. Clair and is in seventh grade, 12 years of age, at Fort Couch Middle School. Join me now as we welcome Ryland DiStefano with his first selection. Beautifully done. Can you tell me the name of what you played? Is it?
It was Vals Español by José Ferrer.
Thank you. I'm curious, you've probably been asked some of these questions before, but how long have you played classical guitar?
I've played for 8.5 years.
My goodness, so you started when you were almost 5. Do you remember what it was like when you were just starting? Was it hard?
Yeah, harder than it is now.
It still is challenging sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
What are some of the things that make it challenging?
It's a lot of the hand positioning and some of the different chords and notes that have to be played.
Do you sometimes know in your head what you want your fingers to do, but is it hard to get them to do what you want them to do?
Yes, sometimes, yeah.
I've never been able to overcome that, trying a lot of times. Do you think, is there a secret or a way, like how have you become as accomplished as you are? What do you do to get to be, to play at the level? You play beautifully. I'm just curious how you approach things.
I try and play the pieces a lot and do it like a lot of technical hand like positioning practices to try and get where I want to be.
So some of it sounds like practice and even repetition sometimes, rather than hearing something as beautiful as what you just played, sort of just almost like exercise, just doing the same thing over and over. What else do you like to do? Do you like, do you have any favorite subjects, or are there sports you like, or other kinds of activities?
I like hockey and volleyball, and my favorite subject in school is social studies right now.
What are you learning in social studies?
American history.
And what part? Are you at a particular era? I'm just curious.
We're at the Civil War right now.
Oh, that's a pretty important part to be discussing. How did you learn? Are you self-taught, or has somebody helped you accomplish what you've done? Do you have a teacher?
Yes, I have a teacher, and I started in North Carolina when I was 4, and
And you've got a, what was the teacher you had in North Carolina?
Her name was Miss Judy.
Miss Judy, and who have your other teachers been? Do you have one here too?
Yes. His name is Brandon Lyons.
Oh, I know Mr. Lyons. He's a very good teacher. Do you like, I hope you like him.
Yeah.
He's a very good mentor for you. That's great. And I want to thank Hedda Sherapin, who connected your dad, Tony DiStefano, with me, because Hedda's a good connector. What advice would you have for people, anybody, including adults who might be thinking about playing a musical instrument and haven't tried one yet?
Everyone starts somewhere, and you have to keep practicing and working hard to get to where you want to be.
That's great advice. I want to get to your next song, but before you share it, is there anything else you'd like to say or talk about?
No, not really.
We'll let your fingers do the talking. Could you tell me the name of what you're about to play?
Yes, this is called Maria Luisa by Julio Sagreras.
And let me again tell you that you're listening to, and forgive me, they used to do this with me all the time, like mention age all the time, because you're really accomplished, and so people like to brag about you. Ryland is 12, seventh grade, and I just want you to keep that in mind because of how beautifully he's playing. Again, Ryland DiStefano. Just beautifully done. Thank you, Ryland. Stick around. We'll get some pictures. And thank you guys for, I'm looking at your brother and sister out there. How old is Nevin?
Nevin is 9.
And Iviana?
She is, Nevin is 10.
10. Nevin just gave you some feedback there, 10. And you're 12. And it's Iviana. How old is she?
Avi is 6.
6. Is it?
7.
Am I pronouncing her name right? Avi?
Yeah.
Aviana.
Yes.
You know what? As you get older, it's good to not know all the ages. Let me think. How old's your dad? No, don't tell me. Thanks to you for being here today.
I have a website.
Oh, indeed.
It's www.radthemusician.com. And I also have a Facebook page that's at Rad the Musician.
And did you say Rad?
R-A-D.
That's a good website. Those are your initials?
Yes, those are my initials.
Andrew?
Alexander.
Alexander, close. So radthemusician.com.
Yes.
And at Rad the Musician on Facebook.